Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And of course, you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. It's always just what we need right in the middle of the week. Children's clubs meeting, and of course, fully staffed nursery, and then our service in the auditorium, and I always have a missionary letter. And we have a prayer guide that everyone gets, and a man leads in prayer, and then we have a study of God's Word. And it's just always good to get together with the people of God right in the middle of the week. I hope you're a Three to Thrive Christian. That's Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And you'll be there every time the doors are open, that you'll be in your place tonight. If you have the Wednesday night service, and you'll be a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God will speak to your heart, give you what you need in the middle of the week. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Jonah. The little book of Jonah. Most of us are familiar with Jonah, how he had the call to go to Nineveh, didn't want to go, and ran away and got in a ship, and God sent a storm, and they finally threw Jonah overboard where the whale swallowed him. You say, oh, now, preacher, it says a great fish. It does in Jonah, but Jesus said in Matthew that there is no sign going to be given his generation but the sign of the prophet Jonah, as he was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. And I guess if Jesus said it was a whale, I guess I'm safe to say it's a whale as well. And so he was in the whale's belly, and he prayed, and that whale vomited him out on dry land, and then he went to Nineveh. And that's where we're going to pick it up. Chapter 3, it says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. And of course, he went in and he preached. He said, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the Bible says the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even unto the least. And the Bible talks about how God saw their works, verse 10, and they turned from their evil way. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. An entire city spared. An entire city repented. Why? Preaching. Preaching. God told Jonah, you go to Nineveh and you preach. You do the preaching that I bid thee. The preaching that I bid thee. You know, the Bible places a tremendous emphasis, a premium on preaching. Matthew 3, verse 1, John the Baptist came on the scene preaching. Jesus began, Matthew 4, 17, preaching. The disciples began in Mark 3, 14, he sent them forth to preach. The early church, Acts 8, 4, were scattered everywhere preaching the word of God. God in these last days has manifested his word through preaching, Titus 1, 3. It pleases God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, 1 Corinthians 1, 18. Preaching, it's preaching that straightened out David. It's preaching that John gave to the Pharisees. It's preaching that Jesus gave to the Israelites. It's preaching the disciples took on their journey. It's preaching that this 21st century needs. I know the Madison Avenue marketeers that tell people today how to run their churches, say you can't preach at people anymore, but the Bible says it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believes. When Knox left Scotland, a country deteriorated morally and spiritually. When Knox decided to return, in every street corner, the word was spread, Knox is coming, Knox is coming. The entire country was filled with electricity because the preacher was returning. Scotland needed a John Knox. England needed a Charles Spurgeon. America needed the D.L. Moody's and the Billy Sundays. And this sin-cursed world needs preaching once again. Let's put away the entertainment and get back to preaching. Let's put away the rock band and get back to preaching. Let's put away the drama and the drama teams and let's get back to preaching. Let's put away the interpretive dance and let's get back to preaching. We become a Christianity that rocks and rolls and grins and wins and slaps and claps, but there's no dedication and there's no power and there's no changed lives. Why? Because there is no preaching. Richard Baxter said, "I preach as never to preach again, as a dying man to dying men." John Hall said, "A strong and faithful pulpit is the safeguard to a nation's life." Thomas Bettleton said, "Actors speak of things imaginary as if they were real. Preachers speak of things real as if they're imaginary." It was John Newton who said, "Preaching is breaking the hard heart and healing a broken one." Preaching's the answer. Preaching's the answer. I'm not opposed to concerts, our cantatas, our movies, our dramas. I'm not opposed to those things. But let's not have the concert and not have preaching. Let's not have the cantata and not have preaching. Let's not have the movie and not have preaching. Let's not have the drama and not have preaching. Preaching is truth set on fire. Preaching is the demolition of error. Preaching is the Holy Spirit's amplifier. Preaching is the adornment of the Bible. Preaching is the power of God unto salvation. Preaching is revival's forerunner. Preaching is the church's heart. Preaching is doctrine clothed in excitement. Preaching is sin's greatest adversary. Preaching is frustration's funeral. Preaching is doubt's demise. Preaching is fear's failure. Preaching is depression's death. It's the healer of hearts. It's the mender of broken relationships. Hell's greatest enemy. The sinner's best friend. Oh, listen to me, man of God. When you step into the pulpit, angels stop flying. Let adults begin to hearken and children listen. Young people, be alert. Let heaven respond. Let hell tremble. The ushers sit and listen. The church wait with holy expectation. And all eternity trembles. We're not here. We don't get into the pulpit on Sunday to talk or to explain or to discuss or to share. We're here to preach. Preach the word of God. Oh, we need preaching again. I was saved under preaching. I got baptized because of preaching. I began to give and tithe because of preaching. I began to want to witness and win souls because of preaching. I began to pray because of preaching. I began to be separate from this world and separate unto God because of preaching. Oh, my call today, my friend, the greatest tool that can change your life is preaching. The call today for America, the call today for America's churches is to get back to preaching of the Word of God. And let's do this. Let's do what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse number 22 and 23 and 24. Paul said that he's going to preach. And he's not using fancy words. He said this, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." We're not preaching ourselves. We're preaching Christ. I'm not preaching a man. I'm preaching Christ. I'm not preaching religion. I'm preaching Christ. I'm not preaching the Pope. I'm preaching Christ. I'm not preaching psychology. I'm preaching Christ. I'm not preaching philosophy. I'm preaching Christ. Christ is the life changer. The blind man in John chapter 9, he said, "I don't know who he was, but all I know is this. Once I was blind and now I can see." And what changed him? What happened? He met Jesus. He met Jesus. The woman at the well, what a change in her life. She said, "Come, see a man that told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" What changed this woman? Jesus Christ did. The maniac of Gadara, who would be yelling and screaming and cutting himself and running around without any clothes on in the tombs. But he met Jesus, didn't he? And when he came out to see what had happened, he was sitting and he's clothed and in his right mind. Oh, my friend, what a difference Jesus makes. Let's preach Christ. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Preach Christ. He's still in the life-changing business. He's still in the saving business. I'm not standing up to preach the latest headlines. I'm not standing up to preach Muhammad or Buddha or the prophets. We preach Christ. Christ changes lives But he didn't just say, I preach Christ. He said, I preach Christ crucified. He didn't say, I'm going to preach Christ the teacher, or Christ our life, or Christ the miracles, or Christ our example, and Christ in his walk, or Christ in his followers. Nothing wrong. He had all that. But listen, Paul said, I'm going to preach Christ crucified, the sinless, spotless, blameless, harmless Son of God died for us, for you and me. The songwriter had it right when he said, I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Christ crucified. Why do we preach Christ and Christ crucified? Because the church can't save you. The baptistry cannot save you. Religion cannot save you. Sincerity cannot save you. Being a good person cannot save you. Jesus is the only Savior. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I've heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. You say, well, our Congress sure could use some improvement, but the hope of the nation isn't Congress. Well, we sure could use a change in the Oval Office, but our hope isn't in the Oval Office. Well, we sure could use better justices on the Supreme Court, but our hope is not in the Supreme Court. Our hope is not in local government. Our hope is not in City Hall. Our hope certainly is not in the United Nations. It was preaching. It was preaching that saved Scotland under Knox. It was preaching that saved England under Spurgeon. It was preaching that saved America under Moody and Sunday, and even further back than that, the Great Awakening. And if America is going to be saved, it'll be saved again by the preaching of the Word of God. Oh, let's get back to preaching. Let's get back to preaching in our services. Let's get back. Let's do away with this hour of music in a 15-minute talk. Oh, my friend, we have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof because there's power in the preaching of the Word of God. I believe preaching's the hope of the church. I believe preaching's the hope of the nation. I believe preaching's the hope for this world. Let's preach Christ and Christ crucified. I think it's the greatest tool that can change your life. Let's get back to preaching. Well, we'll get some preaching tonight, midweek service, and then, of course, preaching again on the Lord's Day, and preaching of the Word of God. Well, I hope that'll help you today, and I hope you'll always keep yourself under the sound of the preaching of the Word of God. God honors it, God blesses it, and God uses it for His glory. And we'll look forward to having a wonderful service together this evening. Now, I want to remind you, you can get this, listen to past programs from our website. That's bbcgrovecity.org. You can also, there's a live stream page there. I think that'll take you to our YouTube page, and you can see past services, whether it's Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. All of those are available there. There is a donate button on our website if you'd like to help with the expenses of the radio broadcast. We would be very appreciative of that. But if you want a prayer request you'd like to share with us so we could pray with you, or just a blessing you want to share, we'd be happy to hear from you for that as well. All right. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on a broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
the joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.